All right, I will say good morning. Let's begin. So you're picking up on page Samech Zayin, towards the end of the 8th parak. Moshe Rabbeinu Amar Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael, Ata harei saladas, ki Hashem hua Elokim ein od milvado. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, you have begun to see that Hashem is God in od milvado. There is no other than Him. Lo ledoro, suppose I said the part that the Piagetna is focusing on over here is the haresa that you saw. You don't just know, but you saw. Lo ledoro bilvad amrazov. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't just saying this to his generation. Ki haTorah nitzchisi, O Moshe Rabbeinu manhiginu hanitzchihu. The Torah is eternal, and Moshe Rabbeinu is our eternal ongoing leader. Vegam ata machriz umashmiya lecholei v'nefesh Yisrael. And to this very day, Moshe Rabbeinu still makes this same declaration and proclamation to every Jewish soul. Ata harei savadas, ki Hashem hua Elokim, ein od milvado. You have begun to see that Hashem is God, there is no other than Him. Hayediya shenachshov, shehashem yisbarach nimtza b'maro michutza lanu, lo daya lanu. We'll say, it is not enough to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately is outside of us. That's not enough. Rak harei savadas. But rather we have to actually see and know. Shenira v'nargish oso yisbaruch hu ha'ikar. To know and to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the ikar. V'gam atot tamid vasik kavar harei sama'at lada'as zos. And you already, Talmud, you've already begun to feel this a little bit. Vim lo tire kineviim vatzadikim hagidolim es shchinas kivodo leneged einecha. Kvar ramaz alanu Moshe Rabbeinu. V'yadata hayom v'ashevosa el levavecha. Ki Hashem hua Elokim v'ashamayim imal v'ala aretz mitachas inod. So we'll say, the idea that Piagetna is conveying is this incredible yisod. That it is not just enough to know, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or to know of the existence of God, but a person has to be able to see it. A person has to be able to feel it. A person somehow has to be able to experience it. He goes on, Vashevosa elevavecha. You should bring it to your heart. Make this known in your heart. Hashev elevavcha, v'teida, ki Hashem hua Elokim. Literally, again, bring it into your heart and know that Hashem is God. Kireina mahi hara adasha belibcha lashem utishukascha letoro umitzvos vilatfila amitis. See, he says, know in your heart, know the desire ultimately again to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to learn, to daven, to do mitzvos. Belamaze, kasha atamale atamachshava machshavtcha matov hayali lu hayisi tzadik gadol karov lahashem ki tzadikim asher milafanim. So the Rebbe says something amazing. He says, imagine a person thinks to himself, how good it would be if I was like the tzaddikim of yesteryear. And how wonderful it would be if I was able to daven with the kavana like the Magid of Koshnitz. Vinis tabakti vinis acharati bitara ila al yada. How holy I would be. Libcha kol kach mizdazeh v'chol gufcha mefarkes min ha'tshuva min teshuka zu asher yokedes ka'ish b'cha. So the Piagetna says something amazing. Isn't it incredible how we yearn to be great? Isn't it incredible how we yearn to be tzaddikim? How we yearn to be righteous? How we yearn to daven with kavana? How we yearn? And again, even if this is not necessarily an active thought within our minds each and every day, it's there. And every once in a while, this mindset, every once in a while, this desire, every once in a while, this want surfaces. It comes back. It comes up. This want to be something greater. This want to be something better. This want to be something holier. He says, Me'ayin kol elebecha. Or where did all this come from? Where does this desire come from? Im lo shelifnei adon Hashem tzevakos asher lenegda tzachil nafshecha ve'ilav tishtokik v'tismogig. V'yadata hayom v'ashevosa el levavecha ki Hashem hua Elokim ki shetashiv el libcha asteida ki Hashem hua Elokim. Says the Piagetna so beautifully. This desire ultimately again to become something greater, to become someone greater. stems ultimately again from a recognition that in my heart I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is God. In my heart I feel Ata Harisa Ladas. Not only do I know it, but I see it. I understand it. I can appreciate it. Vashevosa Elevavecha. That reality is in my heart somewhere. Maybe not always accessible. Maybe not always dominant. Maybe not always necessarily present, meaning overtly present, but it is always there. It is always there. It is always lurks, and sometimes I can access it, sometimes I can't. But the goal is to get to the level where that desire, that want, that Ata Harisa Ladas is always on the surface, is always accessible to me in my neshama. Page Sanaches. Ava Moshe Rabbeinu lo levad viadata shashem elokim ha-shamayim, Amar. Rak gam mitachas ein od. But the Bosei says to Piyajetzna, Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching us, it's not just enough to believe in Hashem in the heavens, but rather, again, we also have to believe, ala aretz mitachas ein od. The goal is also to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the earth. Vizehu ha'ikar. Liros v'ladas, shegam lamata ba'aretz ein od zulas Hashem Yisbaruch u'kedushaso. So I'll say, so the Piaget says something so incredible. He explains that many of us are always aware of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the heavens. That we know. But that's not enough. A person has to learn to appreciate the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the earth as well. V'ala aretz mitachas ein od. Once you just understand what's happening over here, to keep our train of thoughts. Remember again, how did the Piagetzna begin this particular parak? So he began, that's telling us that for the first 7 chapters, we've been speaking about cleaning our rooms. Right? That's been the topic of the first 7 chapters. Cleaning out the dust, cleaning out the mice, cleaning out all of the schmutz. That's great. Now we get to the next level, ultimately, of building ourselves up. It's not just enough to clean out the dirt, but rather, again, a person has to go ahead and build themselves up as well. Fill themselves with positive midos, with positivity. So now what the Piagetzna is saying is, how do I go about that process of building myself up, ultimately, again, with positivity, with the positive midos, with the positive traits? And again, what the Piagetzna is explaining is, it begins with a God awareness. Everything begins, like everything else in life, begins with a recognition of whom I stand before. With a recognition that I am before the Ribono Shel Olam at all times. So says the Piagetzna, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling us. Atarei Saladas. I have to always have a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not just enough to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokim Bashamayim. But rather again, the Iker is Ala Aretz Mitachas Ein Od. I have to recognize Ribono Shel Olam is mitachas al ha'aretz. He is here at all times. He goes on. He says, "Ve'in yachal adam lomar zos im libo elzar." I will say it's difficult for a person to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the earth if his heart is filled with an elzar. I will say elzar means an alien god. What does that mean? I could say I make a lot of mistakes, but Baruch Hashem, my heart is not filled with an alien god. So what does that mean? Right? Chas v'shalom nimtzav ha-gimara meres, eizu elzar shezeu sheyesh begufo shaladam. We'll say, who is the false god who often inhabits our body? Havi omer zeha yitzahara. And we'll say, this ultimately, again, is a reference to the yitzahara. Ve'eich yochol ha-adam lomar, yisrael ani. Ve'as Hashem ani oved, im gam le'el zar asher bekir bo lahavdil hu oved. We'll say, listen to this. This is incredible. How can I say that I'm an Ever Hashem and that I worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu when I'm really at the same exact time worshiping my El Zar, my false god, my Avodah, not my Avodah, my Yitzhahara, which exists inside of me? So we'll say, what the Piagetzna is saying is, in life, you have to choose a team, right? Which God are you serving? Are you serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or are you serving the El Zar? Are you serving the Yitzhahara? And the truth is, says the Piagetzna, you could only pledge your allegiance to one of them. He says, Eilav shomei aves, ritzonach ha-shomim alei, ve'eich yigash la-Hashem le'mar, baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu, nochach Hashem, omer Hashem Elokeinu ato, ubelibo, la-havdil el-zar miskanin, ve'eilav chas ha-shomim es atzo machnia. We'll say the problem, says the Piagetzna, is the challenge in life is sometimes with our lips, we pledge our allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in our hearts, we're serving the desires of the Yetzer Hara. And says the Piagetzna, you can't cultivate our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that way. I have to choose a God. Life is all about choosing a God. Is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or is it the Elzar? Is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or is it my Yetzer Hara? And the problem, says the Piagetzna, that all too often we try to have this dual allegiance. And when that occurs, ultimately what it leads is to a lack of commitment, understandably, with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We'll say one more line, then we'll stop. We got started late, so we'll just do one more line. Zehu ha'ikar, shetegalish es ha'elzar v'yitzhar mikir b'cha. We'll say this is our goal. Our goal is to chase away the Elzar, the false god, the Yitzhar from within ourselves. But then the Piaget says something very interesting. And interesting enough, this is the third time he's mentioned this concept in this chapter, which tells you that it's important. Lo she darshim anu mimcha, shebepam achas tigar shehu kulo, tashkim vitimatze tarmi kol shemetz v'cholim, ze'i efshar. Says the Piaget, now let's be clear. When we speak about chasing out the Yetzirah, one thing you could be absolutely sure about, which is, this is not a one-step process. So what the Piagetzna is saying is, there will be a time, there is some period of time where I am serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and my Yitzhara. There is a time, right now, that's what I'm holding. I'm serving two gods. I'm serving my Yitzhara and I'm serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I try to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu more often, but I'm not going to lie and say that I do not serve my Yitzhara. That would be a lie. And the process of purging myself of this Yitzhara, the process of purging myself of this Elzar, is a process. It doesn't happen at once. Rak sha'alkol ponim taschil ba'avodos chazu. But begin it. Also, just because I can't finish it in one fell swoop doesn't mean I don't have to begin it. I have to begin. Taschil aval gam tismaser kula loch. Also, I have to begin it. But one thing you have to do is you have to totally and wholly commit yourself to that process. Begin it, recognizing that you won't be able to finish it at once. But you must devote yourself in your entirety to that process of chasing away the Elzar. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll begin in Meretz Hashem tomorrow morning with a beautiful, beautiful mashal, which helps to explain this a bit more.